Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If you have a Hey, I Was Wondering question, we do our best to get you an answer. Rarely succeed, but do our best.
Okay.
And I think on today's Hey, I Was Wondering, I think we can actually get answers.
Oh, yeah?
I think it is an answerable question.
Okay.
Remember, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs if we use yours, just like the Christensens will get. Apparently, they're lobbying for the whole family.
Oh.
Because it came from the whole family, which I got to tell you, that's a savvy move.
I like it, though.
They're like, let's sign our whole family's name, and then we all get one.
Yeah, totally savage.
Or savvy. And savage.
It is. It's a savage move.
Like Savage Love.
Yeah, but it's
which,
a compliment.
Which, by the way, is coming up next hour.
Perfect. Yeah.
Who sings that? Don't tell me. I'll let him tell me in the song.
Okay, that's fine. The Christensens say, hi, everyone. Help my family settle a discussion. We're all wondering what kind of candy you're all giving out this year. My husband and I disagree. I say Eric hands out full-size candy bars, and he says Whip does. But we both agree Melissa definitely doesn't.
One thing they can agree on.
That's right. And
come
we know
on.
From listening, Violetta isn't handing out any candy this year. She doesn't believe in it.
Okay.
FYI, we're handing out Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Good move. Solid choice there, Christensens.
Very popular.
There's nothing better than a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup out of the refrigerator.
Oh, you got that right.
Thanks, and happy Halloween, the Christensens. All right, let's go around. Melissa, have you made your selections yet? I know you wait until the last second because you like to avoid buying the candy because you'll eat it.
Totally true.
Have you made your selections?
Nope, I don't buy it until the day before.
What
so
will
I
you
will
buy?
Get on Friday, and well, I
whatever's
usually
on
get,
sale and small.
Well, sometimes you know things are sold out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the case is going to be this year, but I usually try to get the basics like Snickers, mm-hmm. Three Musketeers, mm-hmm. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Kit Kats.
All right. Let's see. Reese's. Give me those four
Reese's,
again.
Reese's, Snickers, Three Musketeers.
That's the least favorite one of those.
And a Kit Kat bar.
Three Musketeers?
Got it.
Yeah, well, the question was about the fun size or the full size, right?
Well, it's both. It's,
okay, yeah.
It's
well,
what
I
you're handing
answer,
and what size.
Yeah, I wanted to address that one. Mm-hmm. I don't hand out the full sizes, but it's not some kind of like a plan. It's more like they sell the giant bags of fun size in so much bulk that we buy those. I'll end up handing out two or three fun sizes to each kid. So it turns out to be equivalent. No, very similar. Snickers, Reese's, Milky Way, Three Musketeers, maybe some Skittles, and probably some fun size M&Ms. They're all in
wow,
there.
All right, the Christensens say, my husband and I disagree. I say Eric hands out the full size candy bars. He says Whip does. So the husband loses there on the full size.
He does. He does. Technically, yes.
Got it.
If you come by, I may throw you three fun sizes, though.
Okay. Violetta.
Okay, so
what are you playing seriously at your condo?
I've never handed out Halloween candy because I never had a house. So,
like when you were living with Bronco and Vera, you guys didn't get people?
They were always at the restaurant, so they handed out candy at the restaurant, and,
gotcha.
And then I would go trick-or-treating, so nobody was at our house ever.
I gotcha.
But I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to do the Midnight Milky Ways.
Dark chocolate.
Yes.
Those are good. Those are
Milky Way.
Those are really good. And okay. I feel like they're only for Halloween. I wouldn't eat them on a normal day.
Okay.
And then also Almond Joys. Are those are my favorite.
No, those are the ones I think kids like the least.
I know, but I like them. And I used
you are definitely getting egged. They're going to actually throw eggs in the hallway of your condo building. Ugh.
They're good. Give them a chance.
You know what's weird? My son loves those. He'll
the
seek
Almond
out an
Joys?
Almond Joy.
He's a coconut kid.
I know. I don't know what it is.
I used to trade them when I was little because nobody wanted them. And I'm like, bring them on over.
What am I going to be handing out, Christensen's? Yeah. We believe that Eric hands out the full-size candy bars. He says Whip does. I used to, for a couple of years, hand out the full-size candy bars. But that was only because of peer pressure.
Okay. Because all your neighbors did?
Well, because...
Is that why?
And, you know, this sounds like a name drop, but it's not. Because the Tomes used to live down the street.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Jim Tome from the White Sox, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Hall of Fame baseball player.
I challenge you to find a nicer man.
There isn't one.
And he would sit outside and give out full-size candy bars, and if kids want him to sign that or anything, he would do it.
Oh, my God, that is so nice.
Really cool. Then, you know, you live down the street from him, and they come to you, and you're like... Sorry.
What do you got?
Here's a used Starburst.
Here's a pencil.
You want a toothbrush?
That's why I started turning off the lights and hiding in the basement.
Coach
Q was around the corner, all the people would show up there for the like pictures and cars would come driving through.
Oh, man.
Thank God he moved. Call the pressure off. So it won't be full-size bars this year, I don't think. I haven't purchased anything yet. Although it might be, if it's down 41%, and by that I mean the amount of trick-or-treaters, you might be able to make the numbers work.
Yeah, it might be the year that full-size makes sense. Yeah.
Rather than 7 bags of candy, if I buy like 5 full-size bars, I'm actually saving money and getting a cooler rep.
Oh, totally. What are you going to buy, though? What would be your like top two?
I would definitely buy Reese's and Twix.
Okay.
And give a choice.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go Hershey's, like a regular king-size Hershey's.
I don't mind a Hershey's.
Nobody throws out a Butterfinger?
No, I'm not a big Butterfinger guy.
Stuck in your teeth too much, the peanut brittle or whatever that is.
Hopefully we've solved it for you, Christensens. Now all of us are hungry. Got to get my swole on.
Yeah, lift some weights.
By the way, you know how I'm going through the whole medical stuff, going to get the spine surgery. Got the MRI today, by the way.
Oh, you do?
That's later today.
Oh, my God.
And Dr. Meg said, all right, fat guy, it's time to get back in the gym.
Oh.
Really?
You're not a fat guy.
Dr. Meg says I am.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Meg's like, all right, chubby.
Oh, pudgy.
She called you chubby?
Like, all right, fat guy.
So what are you going to do?
That's why I asked Whip about the gyms.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
You can go in there, I guess.
I was really hoping they were closed.
I can tell the doctor they are.
Can't we do that? I'm kidding you.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking around. One word to describe what you feel when you work out. In at number 3, Bridget.
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
One word to describe how you feel when you work out, Julie.
Lean.
Ooh, lean, fighting machine. And finally, in at number 1, one word to describe how you feel when you work out, Molly.
The word is ouch.
Ouch. Ouch.
That's a good one.
I kind of got a workout in yesterday because I had to empty a storage closet with my brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we bit off a little more than we could chew.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, I'm feeling it today, Molly.
Oh.
I hear you. Yeah. I'm 50.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm 50.
So everything hurts.
We lifted a dresser yesterday.
Yeah.
And both of us were does this thing feel heavier than it should? We got it all the way downstairs, and by the time we did, we opened the drawers, they were all full.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Well, that's the problem. Should
check that. Yeah, anything good in there?
No, nothing.
That was so aggressive.
Could have just thrown it right out the window.
Man.
Oh, dreams. Your dreams are being affected and infected.
Ew.
By the COVID-19 pandemic, according to new research, all the weird stuff is coming out. People are appearing in your dreams that don't belong there. Melissa keeps having creepy dreams about exes. Oh, boy. Unpack the baggage. Unpack it. Keeps appearing in your dreams, Samantha.
Tom Hanks.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
under what circumstances?
They're just very innocent. Actually, I work at FedEx, and I saw Castaway the other day, and then You've Got Mail was on, and all these Tom Hanks movies on, and now he's just everywhere.
Right.
Oh.
If I were on one of those FedEx planes and it did crash and I was stranded on an island, would I have all of those excellent packages in order to survive?
You would, yeah.
Oh, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are slaying it right now, aren't you?
Oh, it is. It's insane. I can't even put into words how crazy it is.
Can you imagine how much busier it's going to be, like sending packages for Christmas and the holidays?
I'm going to invest in a corrugated company. A little cardboard company, all the boxes that are going to be needed.
Yeah, you should do that.
A corrugate?
Corrugate. Yeah,
corrugate.
That's cardboard.
Okay, I'm going to... That's a word I just learned.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Swanee says he keeps... I say that because I have a buddy who owns one.
Oh, okay.
Corrugate. And he always corrects me. I'm like, hey, you sell cardboard? He's like, I sell corrugate.
Whatever. But we regular people know it as cardboard, right?
Whatever. Yeah. Well, now I have to say it that way, right?
Yeah,
get
otherwise,
the
right, sure. If you're in the biz, I mean.
Swanee said he's been dreaming about Will Ferrell a lot, going to concerts with Will Ferrell.
Wow, weird.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a fun dream.
That is weird. Lisa, you keep dreaming about it.
Every morning, I dream about the four of you.
Oh, my God. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, we're actually here.
I got to tell you, you guys are my best friends. Oh. So I wake up to my radio every morning, but I fall back to sleep.
Right, me too.
And so I hear your voice. So I hear your
voices. We've been roller skating. We've gone out to dinner. Like, you guys are my best friends. Wow. I'm in all of your conversations.
Really?
I've been to your place in Wisconsin with you.
What?
Wow.
I'm telling you. Whatever the conversation is, I'm there with you. We've gone out to dinner together.
Oh,
I've been in this studio.
Gotta tell you, Lisa, I'm looking over my shoulder right now. I'm like, where
is
she?
I know.
That's sweet. That's
maybe
nice.
Maybe we should do it in real life.
You're not alone. I got this email from Kelly. Hey, guys, I just woke up about 30 minutes ago, and I had a dream that Eric was in. I was in a car. My mom and dad were driving. I thought the dad was my husband, but it was Eric. Oh, I'm sorry. I was in a car, and a mom and dad were driving.
Oh, okay,
I thought
the
dad was my husband, but it was Eric. We were getting pulled over. Eric said to speed up and try to lose him. That's probably what I would do.
You would totally do that.
Yeah. So we did. But we finally had to pull over. The cop came to the window, and it was Eric again.
Oh, whoa.
But his hair looked like Officer Gordon from The Dark Knight.
Oh.
I don't know what that looks like. Yeah.
You're just all over her dream.
He knew Dad Eric and let us go. Officer Eric looked at me in the back seat and winked at me, and then I woke up. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
Well, dreams are strange, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. Trending on Twitter right now. Monitoring the social media desk is Violetta. You ready with the top three?
I sure am.
Let's roll at number three.
4th of July is trending because LA residents are comparing the atmosphere in the city to the 4th of July as fireworks are taking to the sky in celebration of the Dodgers' first World Series title since 1988.
Think about this. Los Angeles really celebrating 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, the Lakers won.
I know. A good place to be right now if you're a sports fan.
In 1 month, they have two major championships.
That's right.
Cool for them.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Jon Stewart is returning with a current affairs series on Apple TV, and fans of the Emmy-drenched former writer, producer, and host of The Daily Show are pumped.
Jon Stewart is cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's so cool. And right now, there's obviously a lot to talk about.
I like Jon Stewart a lot. I got that information yesterday from Captain Hollywood.
He's a huge fan.
Oh, man, he loves Jon Stewart.
I say, you know, a lot of people don't even remember his stand-up work. I will say I saw him at Harper College.
Oh, my.
Really?
And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. One of the funniest nights I ever had.
One of the Gateway Green parties from quite some time ago, Jon Stewart hosted it.
He did?
So I was chatting with him, and he goes up on stage to open, and it was at a factory, which is odd for Gateway Green.
Right.
And he opened with, oh, so you're beautifying the city and keeping things clean, and you're having the party in a factory. Where's it going to be next year? A tire fire?
Yeah.
And the place went dead silent.
He's so, honest and just genuine.
He's funny. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
A fun trend that's bopping around right now is your quarantine nickname. So it's a combo of how you feel right now plus the last thing that you ate.
How I feel right now plus the last thing I ate. That's harder than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have?
For me, it would probably be numb tortellini.
Numb tortellini. You feel numb.
Right? Yeah. That's the hard part is how do I feel right now?
You know what? I don't think that can be topped. Yeah. There you have it. Numb tortellini. We have a phone bank full of people who are obviously in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
They actually fell out of bed.
Wow.
As an adult. Wham.
Wait.
All right.
Let's see.
Hi, Mindy.
Yes?
You've fallen out of bed.
I have actually fallen out of bed.
Recently?
It was probably about a year ago. My husband and I went from a king-size bed to a queen-size bed.
Oh. Yeah, so the surface area, you're all thrown off in your subconscious. You thought you had another 6 inches to roll over.
Well, every morning we'd wake up and my husband would be like, damn it, you took the whole bed again. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. So I scooted over. And one night I felt my rear end kind of falling off the edge. And like Melissa said, I slowly fell out of bed.
Ah, so you eased out to the floor as opposed to the wham where your head catches the nightstand on the way down.
But I did squeak, and my husband was like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Now, was this a middle of the night thing, or was it you were getting, it was middle of the night?
Middle of the night.
Oh man, that will shock the system. Grown adults falling out of bed. Yeah, this is what I went to college for, this kind of stuff. My dad right now is shaking his head going, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Right
exactly.
Now. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how's it going?
As an adult, you've fallen out of bed.
I legit have, but I tend to sleepwalk.
Okay.
And I stood up in my bed sleepwalking, and I just stepped right off.
Wow.
And
wow. Any kind of injury from that?
No, thank God. Like Melissa said, you're kind of limp from being asleep. But I hit the floor so hard, it shocked me awake. And then it shocked my husband awake. And he was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I tend to sleepwalk a lot.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
I tried to play it off. And I'm like, yeah, all good. And I
you're fine. Back. I don't mean to stereotype, but are you noticing something here?
It's
all
women.
Yeah. Falling out of bed, Christine.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes, I have done it several times.
Several.
And I no
you're
alcohol involved.
You're a repeat offender.
Okay.
Yes.
Regular thing.
All right.
My dreams, for some reason, I act them out. I scare the hell out of my husband, and I fly out of bed. I've gotten so many bruises on me.
Oh,
wow.
And
wow.
You're a violent one.
He's starting to put, like, one of those bed protectors that kids have.
Oh, my God.
Put a gate up on the side of your bed as an adult. So you don't roll out.
You got that rail there.
Yeah. But he says, I'll find a way to get around it. So he's not even going to spend the money on that. But we have carpet on the floor, and I still have an issue with bruising, even with carpet on the floor. So
they put, like, a too wrestling funny. Mat right below her side of the bed.
Need
yeah,
to.
Or pillows.
You can't be too careful. So, Melissa, you believe in ghosts. Are ghosts generally nice or mean?
I think they're generally nice, and I think that they're usually like a family member mm-hmm. who might come to visit you to let you know that, you know, they're around
right.
and they're keeping an eye on you.
Is that your particular set of circumstances, the reason you believe?
That's exactly why.
Who visits you?
So my mom mm-hmm. sometimes visits
right.
and my grandma.
Well,
she'll
like,
come
when, like
visit.
When your grandma does visits, what does she do? Does she come in, sit down, you have a chat, she make breakfast?
Yeah, sometimes it's sort of like a feel like that I have like walking into a room. It doesn't happen often. One time...
When you come in the room, does she do this? Get out! Does
no,
she do that?
No, no, no. But one time when Porter, when my son Porter was born at 1 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. I had... because it was portable, I had like a CD player that had baby, like rhymes, the you know, the rhymes, the baby.
Lullabies.
Lullabies, thanks. Mm-hmm. The lullabies. And well, and so at 1 a.m., it turned on all by itself.
There you go. That is weird. I
and they
understand
started playing
that.
Music.
You remember back in the
true
days
story.
Of fax machines? I had a fax machine in my house, and after my grandparents died, my grandma and grandpa died.
Yeah.
Like a week later, I got... a blank fax that came through from their number.
Oh, yeah, that's
come
right.
On, that is,
stop
come
it.
On.
Oh,
it's
my God.
100% true story.
That
yeah.
is so crazy.
Yeah.
What if I had a message on it?
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Grandma doesn't know how to work it. So. Really, no one does. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how's it going?
Excellent. You believe in ghosts 100%.
I do, and I don't like it, but I do.
Are they nice or mean ghosts?
I haven't had, like, an actual, like, physical encounter, but I have, like, super terrible nightmares about demons. The same one since I was little.
Wow.
And,
wow.
I actually have a tattoo of a demon being sucked into a dream catcher, and that didn't work. But,
wow. Thinking that, like, you'd stop having dreams?
Wow.
Yeah,
maybe if I get a tattoo, it'll stop.
Oh, my God. You
yeah,
sound
exactly.
so sweet.
I was thinking maybe it was like all mental, like, oh, yeah, no, it's
right.
killing my head, but I don't watch scary movies.
Right.
But I would actually
right.
see, like, shadows of, like, which I thought were my family members, but apparently they weren't, coming into my room and
ew.
Moving things around. And I would ask my mom, I'm like, did you come in my room last night? She's like, no.
Right.
What are you talking, you know, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, yeah, my mom did, which I recently found out, like, a couple months ago when I was little, you know, I'd wake up from the screaming nightmares.
Sure.
She's like, yeah, I did a cleanse on your room one time, and after that, you stopped having nightmares for, like, months.
Wow.
I was like, oh, so you, like, casted the demons away. Cool. And then they came back.
And then they came back. You
wow.
got to do it again. Clean the room.
She is something. I love that. Thank you, Alexa. That is great. Maybe ease back on the candy.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's great.
Bulldoze. Keep going.
She is great. I love her. Hi, Maggie.
Good morning.
You believe in ghosts.
100%.
100% and why?
Because, long story short, a short time after we found out about my son, mm-hmm. my it was shortly before that my mother-in-law had passed away,
mm-hmm.
and my husband, I told him from the word go, it was her reasoning that we got my son.
Right.
And he didn't believe me, and then one night he heard her voice on the baby monitor.
Oh,
wait a minute. He heard her voice, your mother-in-law. Her voice.
Yes.
What
wow.
was
her
she
voice.
Saying?
He said, isn't he a cutie?
Well,
I have never seen my husband so terrified in his life.
Well, mothers have that effect on you.
I just gave me goosebumps.
I know, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah, mother-in-laws
so
are terrified
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she followed that up with, get out.
Grab the baby.
Key line, key line.
Right. That's important. All ghosts say that. We know that, right?
Have to. It's in the handbook.
312-233-1019. Tracy.
Yes.
You not only believe in ghosts, you live with one?
I lived with one growing up. Her name was Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah,
the ghost.
She was the mother to the neighbor to my left and to the neighbor to the right.
The mother of the neighbors.
Yeah, her daughter lived to the left and her son lived to the right.
Well, no, it would make sense that she would move into your place. That way, she, you know, she could split the difference.
Yep. Yep. He actually died in my house.
Uh-huh. And you had multiple experiences with Sarah?
Yes. My dog would see her. My brother would get hit with his alarm clock every day.
Oh, she's a
hey, he would get
out of bed,
what?
So she'd throw an alarm clock at him?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's a feisty one,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Would you consider Sarah to be a nice ghost or a mean ghost overall?
I thought she was super nice. I mean, I didn't do anything. She didn't do anything to me.
Right.
Only to my siblings.
Right. Right. Well, they probably
That's
had
fine,
it coming.
Yeah, exactly. They deserve it.
And finally, Sally, you're all ghost all the time, you believe.
You betcha. I lived in a house in St. Charles that was haunted.
Okay.
And
Yes, go ahead.
And there would be an X in ashes on the fireplace screen.
An X?
The ghost would draw an X in ashes on the fireplace screen.
Yes. And by the time we left the house, our children wouldn't even go in the basement.
Well, you know, as we discussed earlier on the show this week, there's a lot of people. Like, I won't go in the basement.
Oh, no.
I don't even believe. Uh-uh. I'm not going down there. What, are you crazy? Bad stuff happens. In a new survey, they say, you know, communication is the ultimate importance in a relationship. And is this something maybe you don't talk about? What percentage of people have never shared their true number of partners? Okay?
Okay.
And by that, we ask the question, okay. How many of you don't know your partner's number? Like Melissa. Zoom Jim. Have you asked him?
No, I have not.
Are you gonna?
Today.
Oh!
Hey!
When he asks you, are you gonna lie?
No. No. I'm not gonna lie. Well, I may feel him out to see
so
if
to
it'll bother him.
Got it.
Hard to say. I'm about to lie to you. So let's have this discussion.
So we asked 10 people off the air, 312-233-1019. Do you know your partner's true number?
Oh, my God.
Of those 10 people, how many said, no, I don't? No, I don't. Let's see if we can find out. Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. What of the 10 people we talked to, what percentage said they do not know their significant other's number?
I said 9 out of 10 people don't know.
No. That's obviously a little bit too high.
Okay.
I see what you tried to do there. Hi, Jeff.
I said 8.
8 out of 10 don't know. No.
Wow. Okay.
Still too high.
Okay.
The 10 random people we spoke with, Paula, we asked them, do you know your significant other's true number? What percentage said they don't know?
6 out of 10.
That is exactly right. 6 out of 10 said nope. No clue. The other 4 is like, yeah, I know the number, but you're probably lying about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, times two, times ten.
Yeah. Paula, are you in a relationship?
I am. I'm married.
How long have you been married?
We got married last November.
Okay.
So we're coming up on a year.
Congratulations. Right. Been an interesting year for you, huh?
Yeah,
it has.
Yeah. your significant other, you know the number?
I do not. He doesn't know mine either.
There's never been an ask. There's never been, nobody's ever asked or been curious about it.
No. I think we both kind of have an idea, but it's irrelevant, you
right.
know?
You want to keep it that way. Why bring more arguments in?
Yeah.
Right.
I think your number is higher or his?
I think his number is higher, for sure.
For sure, his.
And you're okay with that.
He's a love machine.
I'm fine with that. I'm more conservative, so I know his is definitely higher.
He's a wild man. Went a little crazy in the college years. In our poll, our random unscientific survey of 10 random callers, 6 out of the 10, as you just heard, don't know their significant other's number. The national poll was 40%.
Oh, really? Okay.
40% don't know.
I just feel like you never say the exact number to your partner, just out of respect. Out of respect.
Out of respect because you don't want to know them to know how slutty you've been.
No, right. Because okay,
I respect you too much to let you know what a slut you're with.
Exactly.
No, well, that. Right. But or the other side, if you haven't been with enough people, you don't want to seem unexperienced right. compared to them.
Right.
So you want to find a nice medium there.
312-233-1019. Is there anybody that was given a number by your significant other and found out later? Yeah, they lied to you.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's ever happened. You know, you went
wow,
into it.
Wow, that would hurt.
You know, they threw an 8 at you, a 9. Oh. And, you know, about 10 years into the relationship, that 8 or 9 became 38 or 39.
Oh, yeah.
how did that happen?
Interesting how you found out. Like, I met 10 people who said they've been with you, right. and you only told me 9. Yeah, something's weird here.
I've been doing the math on this, yeah. and things just aren't adding up.
Those are big numbers, guys.
312-233-1019. Following up today's Mixed Morning Mindbender, 60% of our audience has no clue about their significant other's number. Most of them would like to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what about people who thought they had the number and then found out the number of their significant other was significantly different?
Right.
Look at how this one worked out. You ready?
Yeah.
Christina?
I'm here.
What happened to you?
So my husband told me that his number was extremely high, found out about 15 years later that it was drastically lower.
He lied higher.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What? Trying to look like
he lied higher to show you what a love machine he is.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, and how did you find out?
Oh, we talk about this stuff throughout the years, and I kept questioning, going, are you sure?
Right.
It was
I've been with you. You don't seem to have quite the skill level you claim to have.
name them all right now. Come on.
Yeah. He's like, well, there's Stephanie and Jenny.
Another Jenny.
Another Stephanie.
Yeah. But she spelled her name different, so it's different.
Four Jennies.
Exactly.
It was all the same time. It was really weird.
Oh,
big party.
God.
Big party. I did a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Really,
I don't know if that counted
number.
As
all the ladies
six or two or one.
I can hardly keep track of them now. I'm just you put me on the spot.
Hilarious.
How am I supposed to come up with that? I don't want to embarrass them by bringing them out. Right. I don't think that's fair to them.
Right.
But just know that it's a lot.
That is
it's a lot.
Unbelievably funny.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That worked out nice. Hi, Sam.
Hey.
What happened to you?
Well, it was my college first true love. Mm-hmm. Told me that I was number 3. I believed him because he seemed sweet and innocent. We dated 3.5 years. One day when we were living together, I saw a book I bought him. And I was looking through it. And on the last page, he had written down every girl that he had slept with.
Oh, my God.
I was number 3, but he was now on 30, and we had been dating the whole time.
He was on 30?
What? And they were dating the whole time?
We were living together.
Oh,
and we were
my God! It's
wow.
just getting
oh my God.
This is like a bad ID network show.
Right. I got to hear what he said when you confronted him.
I said, well, I was more upset about the fact that he had slept with some of my friends. Than
it gets better.
Yeah. He just doesn't
end?
Know that
story
many people.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, where do the twists and turns right. end on this
wow.
one?
So what did he say?
He just was like, you know, well, that every time we did that, we broke up, you know, and I was just like, we would like argue for a night and he'd consider it a breakup. And it felt like Ross and Chandler. We were not on a break.
Yeah.
The older Ross and Rachel were on a break.
Okay. Well,
See, what he's got to do is he's got to go, I was just coming up with names for that to previous caller's husband.
Right, exactly.
My buddy, him. I'm so far. He's like, listen, my wife thinks my number is like 39. I can't come up with names. So I was listing names off for him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, you know, Stephanie, and then 4 Jennies, and then 2 more Stephanies.
Tell me what's trending. Video sending. Got some never ending.
Yo, internet.
What's
The internet keeps asking questions, so I thought I would, well, you know, ask on the internet's behalf.
Okay.
It's always calling me going, hey, I got a question. I'm like, all right. Don't answer the phone when the internet calls.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's always a question. 312-233-1019. I need to speak with a couple of people still working from home. Hi, Christine.
Yes.
Working from home?
Still, yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Okay. And do you have like a whole home office set up?
I do.
All right. And do you start work Monday through Friday basically the same time every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Because I saw this question, the internet asked it. Would you be willing to answer it?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe
that's a good answer.
Hey, Eric, what are small things that people are doing throughout their work from home workday that are helping them keep or helping to keep their mood up or find them small joy? So that being said, Christine, during your workday from home that you've been doing since March, what's the one thing you look forward to?
Not having to put jeans on every day.
That's good enough for me.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right. So you're telling us you're working without pants.
sweatpants, joggers, you know, anything that's more comfortable than real work attire.
Oh, so, totally.
So you get up in the morning and you think, all right, you walk out into your bathroom like, all right, no pants again today. Haven't had pants since March.
Yeah.
That's great.
Change into a new pair of pajamas every day.
All right. That's thank
beautiful.
You, Christine.
So comfortable.
That's a good question. Nice. I wonder when people work from home, what's that little thing they look forward to? Like Whip, if he worked from home, would work all morning long and then go Dr. Phil at what time?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Phil, I think it's, well, first of all, it's on all day on reruns
That's
on one
true.
Of the cable channels, but I think it's in the early afternoon sometime. Yeah.
That's true. Hi, Lila.
Hi.
You work from home?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
And you have been working from home from the very beginning?
Yes, even before.
Okay. Do you miss getting out or do you enjoy being in your home all the time?
I miss getting out.
Okay. What's the one thing, Lila, you look forward to when you work from home every day? Is it a snack at a certain time?
I try to have some kind of a snack or a drink in the afternoon, like a pick-me-up in the middle of the afternoon.
Wait, like a cocktail?
No, I don't drink.
That's what I would do. In fact, it's weird, Lila. I just had a little pick-me-up a few moments ago.
Yeah, that's for anyone working from home.
Hey, Justin.
Yes.
You work from home?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like you're at home. You on the road?
We just had a baby. And
oh, congratulations.
Daycare.
Oh, cool. Is that the one thing you look forward to working from home, getting out of the home, even just to drop the baby off, or is there something else you look forward to every day?
I look forward to no commute. Daycare is about 5 minutes away. That's the only time I ever get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So each day you look forward to no commute.
I enjoy being at home.
As the day rolls on, Justin, let's say it's like 11 o'clock in the morning and you're staring at still working through the afternoon. Is there anything in the afternoon you're like, man, I like that 15-minute nap I do at 1:15 every day?
I like the fact that I can quit at any time and I can come back to it later.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah. What's anybody going to say?
Right. It's on your schedule.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I had a martini in the middle of the day, and I was a little tipsy. And then I got back.
Where is this going?
You're not working from home, though.
I'm not sure. Well, no, but I was home early. And then I got back to work around 4 in the afternoon, and it was fine because my martini had worn off.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you live life like?
What?
A radio executive.
Oh.
A martini right in the middle of your workday.
Yeah.
It's your standard radio executive. Whip, you had your hand raised. I saw something.
No, I think I missed it. So you mean you just got back to doing work, not like you came back here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't come back here.
Whip, yeah. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you really need clarification on that story?
As soon as we moved on, right. You notice I put my hand down because I realized what I misinterpreted there.
Right.
So
your whole feel of the story changed now that you know the outcome?
Right. It turned out I didn't, but at the time I did.
I got you.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize. That was word vomit.
Demi Lovato is going to host the People's Choice Awards 2020.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
2020, huh?
Yeah, the 5-time winner is going to take the stage for her duties live from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California on Sunday, November 15th for the People's Choice Awards.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
That's good.
That's very nice.
Supposed to love yourself.
Kim Kardashian, that's who Violetta loves.
Yeah.
She rented a private island for her 40th birthday party.
She sure did.
That's a little self-important.
She brought everybody.
Yeah, she did. Chris, Chloe, Courtney, Kendall, Lala, Corey, another Corey, a third Corey.
What?
Devin, Tristan, a fourth Corey, and then another Corey.
Is there a Lala?
There's a Lala.
Is that a person?
Really? That's Carmelo Anthony's wife.
Lala. Oh, see, I wish I knew stuff.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Katy Perry in a much less glamorous story than Kim Kardashian renting a private island with private beachfront villas.
Hey, if you got it, use it.
I guess. Kim hooked her guests up, by the way, with Skims pajamas, KKW beauty products, so the whole thing's sponsored.
Yeah.
GoPros and the like.
Stuff, though. Yeah.
Katy Perry was spotted using a face mask to pick up her dog's poop. So that's nice.
And she picked it up with the mask?
Yeah, at least she's picking up the poop.
Well,
and
that's true.
She's the weird one doing it.
Yep. Yep. Katy Perry out there picking up the dog poop.
Good.
Shaq, you know him, Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Says his mom is disappointed by the news he'd never previously voted. He goes on the record as saying, I had no excuse. Selena Gomez said the same thing. She just voted for the first time.
My God.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's
what?
Younger.
Yeah, when did she turn 18?
Yeah, Selena Gomez, she's in her late
20s. She's 27 or 28. Yeah. Is she?
So Shaquille O'Neal voted for the first time, as did Selena Gomez and many, many, many Americans. What's the tally at right now for the early voting?
It was 60-some-odd million as of yesterday.
Oh, that's all? I would have thought it would have been more, because like 52 like 2 days ago. Maybe they slowed down a little bit.
Hard on a Monday or Tuesday.
Speaking of voting, a woman paid $600 to fly 1,000 miles in order to cast her vote. That's how badly Americans want to get their vote counted.
Wow.
Kayla Bino is her name. She's a first-year student at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. She flew to Florida, she said. I bought a ticket to fly to Fort Lauderdale, woke up at 5, got to the airport, took a flight, immediately took an Uber to the nearest polling place in Hollywood, voted, and then went straight back to the airport and flew back to Baltimore at 1 p.m.
Wow. Look at that. That is... Mm-hmm. That's pretty serious.
Mind-boggling. Yes,
71 million, looks like, 2 hours ago, according to this thing.
65% of pet owners say they will vote with their pet in mind.
Okay.
They will take into consideration how different issues like climate change, etc., might impact their pet's future. It was also revealed that nearly 70% of participants have turned to their pets as a way to de-stress amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Will you vote for whatever's best for Butch?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought of it, but I should have. Yeah. So, yeah, I should keep little Butch in mind.
Here's something else to be thinking about. Parents are being told to check your Halloween candy, the kids' Halloween candy for marijuana edibles.
Oh, no.
You know, somebody messes up.
Right.
So, you know,
edible
in there.
Yeah.
Some nasty
chocolate
pranksters.
Balls
pranksters.
Or like little mini balls.
Right. Kids get a little loopy. Be on the lookout for it. They say this could be the year. Some edibles are packaged to look like Starburst or Skittles. Police are warning you have to look closely to see the medicated wording.
Yikes.
Our resident pothead, Melissa, who goes to all the dispensaries. If you have any questions, just email her directly and she'll cover that.
There's
for you.
There's video to prove it.
Yep, there is. The bobsled used in Cool Runnings was stolen from the roof of a closed Canadian restaurant.
No.
Oh.
That's sad.
What?
What is wrong with people?
Yep. According to the Calgary police, the theft was reported Monday about 4 p.m. and was confirmed by realtor Rob Campbell, who is handling the ranchman's property. That's where it is, I guess, on the roof.
Oh.
I am gutted to report that the bobsled from the movie Cool Runnings has been stolen off the building at Ranchman's. I don't know what the hell someone thinks they can do with it, he wrote, but please share this post, and if you know anything about who did this or where we can find this piece of Ranchman's history, as opposed to something else he thought I was going to say, please reach out to me directly.
Oh, man, they'll find it.
And finally, in the age of COVID, we're all being told to social distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who does it naturally? Bats. And not just any bats. Perfect for the season. Vampire bats.
Oh,
really? They socially distance?
A new study says even vampire bats social distance when they get sick.
They do not.
They absolutely do.
Because they don't want to get the whole clan sick.
Yeah, the whole clan.
Aren't they called clans?
I don't know. Is that what a group of bats is called?
Well, let's go with it. I don't know. It's, Violetta sounded so confident, man. I don't think it could be wrong.
You just pulled it out of nowhere, though.
Well, maybe that's the key. That's when you're right, before you overthink.
When injected with a drug that made their immune systems weaker, the creatures managed to have fewer interactions with their healthier friends and kept their distance from healthy bats. All right, it is time to find out what's trending on Twitter. It all started earlier this morning at 7 o'clock. We learned all about Jon Stewart's new show.
Yes.
Now we get updated since that time. What else has been trending? The top three things at the social media desk is Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
number three.
So all of these are going to be food related. Wendy's is giving away free chicken sandwiches until November 8th. They have a new chicken sandwich out to replace the homestyle chicken. And they say that this is going to be crispier and juicier. And it looks really good.
I read about this that you get like one per week.
Yeah, you get one per week with one purchase.
How do they do that?
Now
they keep track that I don't come through their drive-thru like every 2 days.
That is a good point.
Is it like an ordering it through their app or something?
No, you can do it even at the drive-up.
Well, get me some chicken. Trending on Twitter, number two.
We talked about the blue moon and how it's going to be visible across the country on Halloween night. And Denny's is celebrating by selling a breakfast sandwich made with blue sourdough. And it's really blue. It's like electric blue.
Oh, wow.
It's only going to be exclusive to Miami in that area. But it's really cool to see, and it's all over the internet.
I was just thinking, I bet you it has to do with Moons Over Miami.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So right.
That's the song.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's one of their dishes. That's one of their breakfast.
You have that from time to time, don't you?
Moons Over Miami. Yeah. Right. So it's like a Miami reference. It only makes sense it would be there.
Oh, my gosh.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
2021 food trend predictions are out, and they include well-being boosters like mushroom broth and sauerkraut. As well as fruit and veggie-based jerkies.
It was all good until then.
That sounds so gross.
Oh, man.
But I guess, you know, to boost your immune system.
I guess.
2021, we're coming at you.
Can't wait. If you missed it earlier, Melissa said, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Kiss again.
Don't even say it. Just a second ago, Whip says to me, hey, what about the Bachelorette review? And I'm like, I should know better. I should have remembered that. I mean, I watched the 2 hours, and I got the dead brain cells to prove it.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Yeah,
everybody who saw it has those same dead brain cells.
Those lasting
bunch of guys hanging out with Claire at the La Quinta Inn.
And now you even know her name. You are a fan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. That's a good catch.
She's a bad person. So, yeah.
Well,
that's my take from it. She's a bad person.
You never know how you're portrayed on these things.
I am not a Claire fan right
now.
Can't
wait to see her go, huh?
Yeah. It's just weird watching a show where, you know, normally their dates are in Fiji, and now the dates are in, like, conference room 4.
Yeah. So do you feel like the show has lost anything based on that? Because I think they could go on the cheap from now on.
Well, I think that they realized, okay, this might not be very good stuff, so we've got to throw a big twist in it. And you're seeing the big twist start to play out now.
I think so, yeah, but they're stretching it.
This is the first one I've wanted to watch.
Well, tune in.
Are you ready? We have assigned Whip to do Whip's Bachelorette Review by demand, but only as long as this Claire character's on, which shouldn't be too much longer.
Right.
The first ever Bachelorette thrown off a show. But Whip, you watched last night all 2 hours, ready to condense it down into 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit more here than 30, so I'm going to have to kind of cut, but I think I'm good.
All right.
All right.
You know how it works. Play the jingle at the end of the jingle. The clock starts. You have 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to talk about this. At the conclusion, we cut you off and that's it.
Yes.
And can't devote too much time to it.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, composed especially for you. It takes 30 seconds to do.
That's right.
Whip's Bachelorette Review.
And go.
Yosef tells Claire she's not fit to be a mother to his child and that she's classless. He adds, remember, you're almost 40 and you're the oldest bachelorette. She doesn't like that at all. Then there's a lot of bro, chill. Are you serious? Bro, dude, take your ass home, bro. As Claire cries and shakes and cries on some other guy's shoulder, all the men turn on Dale since he's sleeping with her. And I guess they're breaking the rules by talking to her too much. They do a roast. Dale is roasted badly. Claire gets really upset, gives the roast to herself, says she's mad at the guys for making fun of her fiancé.
What?
The guys threaten to walk off the show, and next week they say Claire is gone.
Woo!
Yeah! That just happened.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.